And Barry is in the house. Not Barry Manilow. He's in the fading into the background. But Barry Chapman. I was looking at social media this morning, and I saw you being dunked by a huge wave outside the studio. It was fascinating. And yet you are dry as a bone, which clearly indicates that our new roof is working. So, Barry, it's been an interesting 24 hours. I believe the rain has, well, the thunder and lightning got very exciting in Sheffield yesterday.
Yes, yeah. We arrived home and was relaxing with the boys, my three little kids, and there was this almighty flash of lightning, and I looked out the window, and then this ginormous crack of thunder came through, and I watched the lounge window flexing backwards and forwards. It was just a reminder of how powerful nature is.
Lucky it didn't actually hit you, because that would be even a bigger reminder. It's when we were in the bush further north, occasionally lightning would, fairly frequently lightning would strike. It was like this very vivid lightning belt, and it would hit a tree, generally speaking, at one of those acacia that would explode. It would literally explode. The tree, all that would be left would be the stump and this shattered bark and pulp all over the place. And you think, and occasionally, very sadly, because the cattle tended to gather in the storm, and if there was a wire fence running along the property and lightning hit the fence, it would take out all of those cattle if they were touching.
Oh, wow.
Very tragic. So, no, lightning is a major problem in our beloved country.
Yeah, I worked in Tabazimbi when I was training to be a game ranger and a lodge manager. And Tabazimbi, Mountain of Iron. And every single time there was a lightning storm, we used to rustle up the crew and go ready to fight fires, because there was just lightning came through and you knew you were going to fight a fire.
Wow. Well, luckily at the coast, it's an unusual event. I'm talking about big electric storms. You get them, surely. Luckily, mainly out to sea. You see the dramatic fireworks display in the sky. Yeah. It's beautiful to watch. But, not very, very happy if it's close by. So, plumbing matters today. Well, I suppose it's fair to say winter is now upon us. We don't get cold enough, I think, to freeze the pipes often. But
no.
Clearly, it's a problem more inland and on the high ground, and in Belize we just get cold enough to create expensive electricity bills if the distance between your hot water system and your tap is long enough for the water to cool down in that thing. We talked about that last week. What are we going to discuss this week?
So hot water again, because It certainly seems to be something that's noticed when Belito drops down to a bitterly cold temperature of 14 degrees.
But I must say that the wind chill factor makes it feel colder. I was looking at the weather on my machine today, and it says the wind chill factor is considerable.
Well, I heard there was a roads where the R614 or something, yeah, Underberg's closed due to snow.
Many roads today at the moment are battling.
Oh. So we've had a couple of clients that have. You know the phone call, I don't have enough hot water. So you rock up to the house and you turn the thermostat up on the geyser and you leave and off you go. And then we had another client that we went to my staff went out to the house, they turned the thermostat up, and the client phoned back a couple of days later saying, listen, I still don't have enough hot water. So then you start thinking, right, well, what's happening? Okay, guys, have you had any particles or anything come out of your taps? Like little white or black bits that have come out? Oh, yes, we have. And when you run your water, does the first person have a decent shower or bath, and then everybody else after that gets this lukewarm water? Yeah, that's exactly what's happening. Okay, so here's the explanation. Inside your geyser, on the inlet of your water heater, you have a diffuser. So it basically breaks up the velocity of the water as it goes into the geyser. So you got your thermoclines and your geyser, hottest water up at the top. As you go all the way down, you could literally, if you could cut a hole in the geyser and the water would stay in there, you could stick your hand into the bottom of it quite happily because it would be like lukewarm. So go through this whole process and we arrive at the client's house, and this diffuser, which is called the baffle, looks like a plastic hand shower, had disintegrated. Now, one of our manufacturers in South Africa, they manufactured out of plastic, and after sitting in the hot water for a number of years, they get a little brittle. And with our water cuts that we periodically have around here, you get a bit of air that comes through the system. That air gets pumped into your geyser and gives a nice little shock wave, and it shatters that diffuser or baffle. Then the particles go up into your water system, and they start blocking your pipes in your house. But never mind the blocking part. By breaking the diffuser up, as soon as you have cold water feeding back into the geyser, instead of it coming in a gentle, controlled manner, it's now one big pipe of water, and it mixes up your thermoclines and your geyser. So the first person gets a lovely shower, but by the time that little bit of water is topped up inside the geyser, it's mixed everything up inside the geyser, so you now have a complete mass of lukewarm water. So for those of you out there that are noticing little white or black bits that are in your tap strainers or your shower head strainers, or you're noticing that your taps are getting blocked up, and you're also noticing that you're not having the amount of hot water that you guys used to have, this is something to consider.
Now, is that repairable, or does it mean you have to replace the geyser?
No, it's repairable. So the baffle is a replaceable component. Giant amount of about $150. But the process, so the replacing the baffle part is not that long or intense. It takes about an hour. But the process of back flushing your pipes in your house to get all the bits and pieces of baffle that have happened to make their way into your hot water system is a headache. So you literally have to go to every single hot water point in your house and push water back down that line, back towards the geyser, to push all of that nonsense out.
How do you do that?
So there's a couple of ways. You can set up a tank with a pump, or you can do the piping in the house and cap off the hot water lines so that you push the cold water supply into the hot water supply from your point. Okay. So like from a basin, you can push that cold water into the hot water and push it back. So yeah, it's a process. Normally a baffle replacement and a cleaning takes about 2.5 to 3 hours to clean it out properly. And, well, I say properly, but to clean it out as best as you can. You never know what's stuck in a corner somewhere and it's going to make its way out a couple of weeks after you've finished. But yeah, it's quite an interesting thing. You lose efficiency in your hot water system by 150 rand little plastic hand shower.
Wow,
thing.
Wow, that's very interesting. I had no idea. I'd experienced the problem, but I had no idea that's what was the cause. So you learn things on this show from the plumbing boss, Barry Chapman. And now, before we say goodbye today, when are we going to be doing the draw for the competition that you've been running?
We are going to be doing that draw right now.
Wow. Wow. Well, before we do the draw, maybe just go over what it is that you're going to be giving away.
Yeah. So a little giveaway that we've had running for the past month and a bit is a municipal backup system. It's a 1,000-litre Africa tank. It's a Leo 0.75-kilowatt pump from Flomax Pumps. And Water Components South Africa Tank Buddy, tank top-up. And then installation done by Chapman Plumbing.
And that is a fantastic way of keeping the pressure in your household water-wise constant, because as we've just discussed, when the water gets cut for maintenance or repair or whatever, and when it comes back, there's often a lot of power in that shockwave that causes grief, and generally speaking, if you've got problems imminent, you will find them occurring after that kind of shockwave? Well, to avoid that issue, you can now win a marvelous system from Chapman Plumbing. So why don't we do the draw? You've brought in a blue bag.
I've brought in a blue bag, and this is covering from the area from Sinkwazi to Umhlanga, and inland Tongaat and Stanga, and all the areas in between. So all the people that fulfilled all the criteria for the competition, there is a bunch of pieces of paper in here with names on, and I'm going to let you pull one out.
Ah, I see. It was very well subscribed. Lots and lots of pieces of paper. So I'm just doing a blind reach in and reach out, and here it is. You do the read.
Oh, open this baby up. Petro Steinfart. So we will be contacting you, finding out where you are. We'll do a site visit for installation. We'll check the best location. We'll advise you if there's any other bits and bobs that you would need to sort out for compliance, etc. And then we can jump in and sort you out with a backup water system.
And Pietro, congratulations. As we always say, you've got to be in it to win it, and you certainly were, and you are, and you have. So congratulations to Pietro Steinfart and her family, or all those that will be enjoying the benefits of that marvelous system, coming to you courtesy of Barry and his team at Chapman Plumbing. Barry, super. We'll catch up in a week's time for another conversation.
Beautiful.
And this will be up as a podcast in case you've only just joined us and missed what we were talking about today, which was, again, a very interesting subject, and can sort out your problems with your geezer. Well, hopefully that's the idea. The morning show continues.